I'm happy to be back. I'm definitely happy to be back. I've been here with these guys every single day, and I miss them, you know. And it's hard to explain, you know, but I definitely miss these guys. I'm excited for the opportunity. I'm excited to get back on there and feel. I'm excited just to go to practice. So, you know, I'm excited about this whole thing and excited about Indy coming up.
Yvonne, I know you don't like to answer questions like this or who would, but I got to ask you, if you knew that if you got caught, it could potentially hurt the Broncos in a year where it's Super Bowl or bust, why honestly would you risk do something that could risk it?
Oh, I definitely made mistakes in the past. It won't do anybody any good to go back and defend that stuff. You know, I've already served my suspension. I'm working hard to gain everybody's trust back. I'm just going to continue to take it one day at a time. All I can ask is that everybody judge me on my actions going forward, and I can gain everybody's trust back that way.
Well, did you talk to the guys today, or I know you've been around.
So I've already addressed everybody, you know, in the organization, everybody that's close to me except the media. So, you know, my teammates, they've been supportive this whole time. The Broncos organization has been supportive this whole time, too, and I'm happy to be back. I mean, I learned a lot of stuff. I mean, I learned you got to slow down. I learned that traffic tickets and procrastination can, you know, lead to some bigger things. And, you know, but I've had a lot of time to stay by myself. And, you know, I've learned about nutrition. I've got my body in excellent shape. You know, it's probably the best shape I've ever been in. I've learned that how my mistakes can affect others. And, you know, all I can do is just take it one day at a time and try to be the best person and the best football player I could possibly be.
Is trust a big thing now, the trust of the fans, the trust of the teammates? Can you describe trust in your life?
Trust is huge, and I can't sit here and say that, you know, this is not going to happen or this is not going to happen at all. Listen, all I can do is just take it one day at a time and gain everybody's trust back one day at a time. You know, trust is hard to gain, but it's easy to lose. So, you know, I'm on that journey to gain everybody's trust back. I still got if God says the same, you know, I still got a long career ahead of me, and I'm certain that I can gain everybody's trust back.
How much do you feel that being around the last 6 weeks and being in meetings around teammates helped you begin regaining that trust?
I mean, it's been great, you know, being away from football. You know, I love football, and having football being taken away from you, it's been tough. You know, it's definitely been tough. And, you know, to get football back, it's a blessing to get it back. And it's a blessing to still have everything that I set out to do is still right here in front of me. So I definitely feel best. I definitely feel blessed. I'm definitely excited for the future coming up.
Any nerves involved with you coming back with such great anticipation and to be in the spotlight like this?
I mean, no nerves at all. Football has always been the easy part. You know, it's never been tough for me. So I'm happy to be back. I'm happy to be in the locker room with the guys. I was already there before, but, you know, not going out to practice, there's still some separation there. So I'm happy to be back with the guys. You know, I'm happy to, you know, start getting coaching again, and I'm just excited for the future coming up.
You come back to a 6-0 team. How impressed are you with what your team's done with you?
I don't think anybody has been the biggest Broncos fan but me. I've watched every single game, every single minute. I watched everything Broncos. I watched all the games, you know, with that, you know, that DirecTV mix stuff. You know, you can really catch every game. So, you know, I've been watching every single game. I watch, you know, the Colts and, you know, everybody. But I've been the biggest Broncos fan, and, you know, I'm just excited for the opportunity to come back and contribute.
It sounds like maybe you're even hungrier now than you were maybe when you entered the league. You kind of prove yourself even more?
I mean, it's every Sunday, you know, you got to prove yourself. You know, and I'm excited for that. I love that. You know, I love, you know, the constant grind to go out there and prove yourself every single play. That's what makes football, and I'm excited for the opportunity.
Have you changed your lifestyle at all?
I mean, I think in the last, you know, two and a half months, I've definitely had to mature up a lot, you know, and it was some stuff that I didn't see that I see now. And I think I've definitely taken strides, you know, to do that. And I can't sit here and say that, you know, I'm super mature, you know, now this is happening. It's a constant struggle. And I know if I continue to take it one day at a time that I get there.
Is there more pressure to not make another mistake?
I mean, it's always pressure. It was always pressure before, but, you know, taking it one day at a time, I'm positive about my odds and, you know, doing the right thing and getting everybody's trust back.
What have you seen from the defense? You know, obviously, Champ just got back yesterday. You get back this week. Where can you guys go from here?
You know, it's always room for improvement. You know, I'm excited to come back and contribute. You know, I think we have more sacks. I think we have more sacks at this point in the year than we had last year. So, you know, I'm just excited to come back and contribute. I'm excited to, you know, rush the pass, drop back in the coverage, do all the things that I did before. And I'm, like I said, you know, I'm excited to come back and contribute.
You got a big name quarterback coming up on Sunday, Andrew Luck.
Yeah.
You know, talk about sort of getting thrown right back into it this week, huh?
But he's a great player. You know, every team you got great teams. You know, there aren't any, you know, easy wins or anything like that. I think we all learned that from this past weekend. You know, no week is going to be an easy weekend. You know, Andrew Luck, he's one of the elite quarterbacks out there. I'm looking forward to, you know, just taking it one play at a time. I know if we could do that, we'd be all right.
Vaughn, how nervous are you that any misstep could cost you an entire year off the field?
Like I said, you know, all I can do is just take it one day at a time, one play at a time, and gain everybody's trust back at like that. I can't sit here and say that, you know, this is never going to happen or I'm never going to do this, then I'll be lying. So I just got to take it one day at a time and gain everybody's trust back that way.
Shouldn't you sit here and say you'll never do drugs again until you retire?
I've definitely made mistakes, but I'm working hard to fix those mistakes now. So I can't you know, relish on the past or anything, but I can sit here and say that I'm working hard to, you know, be a better person, be a better football player, be a better teammate.
Who's helping you most in this, you know, with your issues and stuff like that?
I mean, I got a lot of help. I got a lot of support around me from, you know, guys in the Broncos organization, from, you know, my mom and my dad and my family. And just on that note, I don't have a babysitter. I don't think you could go around the facility and ask anybody, and nobody would give you that description of what they do with me as a babysitter. And, you know, my mom and my dad, they did not move in with me. My mom has never missed a game, and it's still like that today, even though I'm not playing. So, you know, she's been out here. My dad's been out here to go to the games and stuff. But, no, we still have a house in Dallas. They still, you know, she still comes down here for the game and stuff. But, no, I don't have a babysitter. My mom and dad don't live with me.
From your teammates, what have they said about you coming back?
Always been great. You know, my teammates have been, you know, probably the most, you know, supportive part, you know, of this whole thing. My coaches, the whole organization. I'm truly blessed. I've said it before. And I'm truly blessed to be here with the Denver Broncos and have great teammates.
From that support system, what's the best piece of advice that you've gotten the last few years?
I've got a lot of good advice, but I feel like it all starts with me. You know, no matter how much help you have around, you know, if you can't do it, then you just can't do it. And I feel like I've taken steps in that direction. It's a constant struggle every single day, but I'm positive that I'll be all right.
Vaughn, was it tough love that you made to get
the guys like Wesley and I mean, I would say tough love. I mean, it's, you know, all this whole situation has been tough. But, you know, I wouldn't say it was tough love. All my teammates have been great, you know, from the D-line to the O-line to receivers. Everybody has been supportive, and I'm happy to, you know, get back here and contribute to wins with those guys.
You talked about the growth that you've made. Do you realize now, looking back, when you said, I didn't make any mistakes, that maybe that wasn't right, that you realize now that you did make mistakes?
I've definitely made mistakes in the past. But like I said before, I mean, it wouldn't do anybody any good. Certainly wouldn't do me any good to go back and defend stuff in the past. All I can ask is, you know, judge me for my actions going forward. And, you know, if we can do that, you know, I know it might be hard, but I know if we could do that, I'm positive that I gain everybody's trust back.
Time for a few more guys. You feel like you're in a good place right now? I know you're taking it day to day, but you feel you're in a good place personally?
I am in a great place. You know, I am in a happy place. You know, I am blessed, you know, to be in this situation. Even through all the trials and tribulations, I'm blessed to be in a situation to go out there and achieve everything that was there before. And, you know, it was an unfortunate situation, but I'm happy to be back here. And I'm in a happy place. I'm in the best shape of my life, physically and emotionally.
Would you describe it as a wake-up call to have football taken away from you?
I mean, it's always a wake-up call. And it's football has always been important to me. And have that taken away from you, you know, it's just like being injured. Anything can happen, and you definitely want to stay on top of every situation that could come in your life. You know, if football is that important to you, and it's that important to me.
Vaughn, do you consider yourself a recovering addict or anything?
Well, I wouldn't say that with struggles with immaturity and stuff, but no, not that.
Okay, thank you, Vaughn. Thanks, guys.